Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down from the wide lines, by the two dots, Vahashta De'amr. So says the Gemara, Vahashta De'amr Medina Medina Vir Vir Ladrasha. Now that you told us on Beis Amud Beis that there's a drasha from these words, we mentioned that a krach, v'chol ha'samach, lai, v'chol ha'nira imai, it's all nida and k'krach. So now says the Gemara, there's other words in that pasuk which seems to need a riboy also, which we should darshan as well. It says mishpachu mishpacha, so labai asa. What do we darshan from mishpachu mishpacha? Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, lavi mishpacha is kaihuna ulaviyah. It's coming to be marbe that even kaihanim and laviyah marchayv a mikr megillah, which means shemavat l'navaydas nuba and lishmaya mikr megillah. That even if they're in the middle of avayda, doesn't matter. The mikr megillah comes first, and they're mevatel their avayda to go and hear the Megillah. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kohanim Bavidasan, Leviim Beduchanan, Yisrael Bemamadon. All Kohanim, when they're in the Avida, Leviim on the Duchan singing, and the Yisraelim and the Maimed, where they're davening for the Karbanis to be accepted. Kulam Mevatlan Avidasan, Uban Lishmaya Mikr Megillah. They're all Mevatl the Avida to go hear the Megillah. Tani Nami Hachi, Kohanim Bavidasan, Leviim Beduchanan, Yisrael Bemamadon. Kulam Mevatlan Avidasan, Uban Lishmaya Mikr Megillah. And says the Gemara, that Mikan, it's from this halacha, that we're mevatel avayda for Mikra Megillah, that some chusha beis rabbi, she mevatel in Talmud Torah, uba on the Shmai Mikra Megillah. That we're also mevatel Talmud Torah, in order to go hear the Megillah. And it's a kavachaymer, mi avayda. Uma avayda shi chamura, it's even more chamer than Talmud Torah, and yet mevatelina, and yet we're mevatel avayda for Mikra Megillah. So Talmud Torah, lakol shikain. So all the more so Talmud Torah, which is more kav, we should be mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. Says the Gemara, is that really true though? Va'avayda chamura, va'avayda chamura mitamot Torah, is that really true? Va'aksibah the Bazik says, va'hi b'yais Yeshua b'yarichai, va'yiseina v'yar v'hine yishai milenegdai. Yeshua, before going into Yerichai, conquering Yerichai, so he sees this malach at night, the night before, and it says, he says, who are you? He tells him he's the malach Hashem Tzavakos, v'yishtachavu, and he bows to him. And asked the Gemara that Ve'ichavet Hachi, how is he allowed to go greet him and bow to him? It's like giving shalom. V'amar of Yeshua ben Levi that Asur la'adam shi'itein shalom l'chaveira b'layla. You're not allowed to give shalom to your friend at night because chashin and shem eshedu. Because you have to be chayshish. Maybe he's a shade. So why wasn't Yeshua chayshish that maybe this person's a shade? Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Da'amar le'kini tzar tzva Hashem. No, here's different because Yeshua first asked him, and the man said that he's a malach, that he's a tzar tzva Hashem. Well, ask the Gemara, V'dilma Mishakri. Okay, well, maybe he's lying. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be, because Gemiri dulei mapki shem shemaim levatala. A shade wouldn't say the Hashem's name in vain, so he wouldn't say that he's a tzar tzva Hashem. Okay, but now the point is that Amar Lai, that the Malach now, he comes to Yeshua, and he says to Yeshua that Emesh bitaltum tamet shabin arbayim, v'achsha bitaltum tamet Torah. Yesterday, earlier already, you were mevatel the carbon tamet. It's night, it's not a time for Muhammad. You could take some time off now, and you were mevatel the carbon tamet. You didn't go bring the carbon tamet. And now you're also being mevatel from Talmud Torah. Why isn't Klal Yisrael learning Torah right now? So Amar Lai, so Yeshua said to the Malach, Al Eizem Man Basa, which one are you really coming for? Is it about the Talmud or is it about the Torah? So Amar Lai, Atabasi, I'm coming for the thing of right now, I'm coming for the Talmud Torah. So Miyad immediately, V'yalin Yeshua B'laylahu B'saycha Emek, V'am Rabbi Yechna Darshan, so what's the pasuk referring to? That Malamed Shalom Ba'aymka Shal Halacha. That night Yeshua went back to learn Bein, and I guess together with Klal Yisrael, and he instituted that they should have yeshiva that night. V'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unia Gadol Talmud Torah Yosim Ekravis Tamidin. He said that you see from this whole story that Talmud Torah is greater than Avoda. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that Atavasi, the Malach tells Yeshua that I'm coming for right now. I'm coming for the Talmud Torah that apparently was more important than the Avoda. So how could Rebbe say that Avaida is more chamer? Says the Gemara, like Asha, the Rabbim had the Yachid. No, over there was Talmud Torah of Klal Yisrael. It was Talmud Torah of the Rabbim, so that's why that was considered more chamer. But over here, by Rebbe, it was just one yeshiva, that's considered like Talmud Torah of the Yachid, and that is Taka more Kal, and that you're Deicha for Mikra Megillah. Says the Gemara, v'diyachid kal. Is that really true? Talmud Torah, diyachid is more kal. And Mikra Megillah comes first. V'atanam, we learned in the Mishnah, that nashim b'mayid ma'anis of loy metapchis. The nashim on cholamayid. So they could give a hesped, but you're not metapchis. They don't bing their chest. It's a certain more intense type of avelos that you don't do on cholamayid. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Rabbi Shmuel says, im hayu smuchais lamita metapchis. If they're right next to the mace, so then, it is appropriate, it's okay to be metapchais. Brashe chadash and bechanaku b'purim, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Chanaku b'purim, which is more kal than cholamayid, so then ma'anis u metapchais. So then everyone, they could be, ma'anis, and they could also be metapchais. Bezeu bezeu, avel loy mekainanais. So both, the ava, when he gives the hesped, so he's not mekainan, which is a certain a form of hesped, that's more intense, that he's not allowed to do. V'ama rabba bar Rav Huna. Now this is the ikar, that ein mayi b'fnei tamu chacham, and kol shekein chanuka u'purim. That there's no restriction of chalamayi when it comes to a tamu chacham who is nifter, and kol shekein there's no restrictions of chanuka u'purim, which means you could give a hesped exactly as you would see fit. And Tosis points out that even chanuka u'purim means that we're even mevatel mikra megillah for this tamu chacham. So what do you see? You see, even though it's Talmud Torah de Yachid, that's Deicha Mikra Megillah. So says the Gemara, no, Kavod HaTorah Kamer, that's talking about Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah de Yachid Chamer, in a Chanami. Kavod de Yachid, that's even Kavod HaTorah de Yachid, so that's even more Chamer than Mikra Megillah. But Talmud Torah de Yachid is Kal, and that's why in Rebbe's Yeshiva, they were Mevatel for Seder to go and hear the Megillah, and Night Seder as well, perhaps, but that's why they were Mevatel Talmud Torah to go hear the Megillah. Amar Rava, says Rava, that based off everything we learned until now, so we can make the following rules. That pshitali, avaida u'mikra megillah, so mikra megillah adif. So when it comes to, if you have a choice between avaida and mikra megillah, so we know mikra megillah comes first, mid Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, from that which Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina darshened, from the pasuk of mishpacha u'mishpacha. When it comes to Talmud Torah u'mikra megillah, so we know mikra megillah adif midasam chushavais rabbi, that we know from Rabbi's yeshiva. Talmud Torah u'mis mitzvah, when it comes to Talmud Torah u'mis mitzvah, so that we know that mis mitzvah is adif, and how do we know that the mis mitzvah comes first? Midatani, we know it from a braisa. The braisa says, mevat l'talmud Torah leitzah asameis, lach nasa skala. So it's a mavirsha braisa. Avaida u'mis mitzvah, when it comes to avaida u'mis mitzvah, so which one comes first? So that we also know, we know that Mace Mitzvah is Adif, and we know that from a drasha, because the Pasuk says by a Nazir, it says, Mi Vila Achaisai, the Pasuk says Vila Achaisai, so from this, Vila Achaisai, we know that Mace Mitzvah is Adif. How do we know it from there? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Ula Achaisai, it says that the Nazir is not allowed to become Tame for his sister, even though we already know he's not allowed to become Tame for anybody. So Ma Tamu Laimar, so why is the Torah specifying his sister? He's going to teach us the following halacha. Nothing to do with a nazir. Stam, a person is going to bring a carbon Pesach. He's going to give his son a bris milah. And he hears that one of his relatives have died. So I might think that he should go become tame for them and not bring the carbon Pesach and not be mola's son. For that we have the note. It says, just like a nazir is not mitame, he's not mevatel his nazirus. So too, this person is not mevatel carbon Pesach or milah to be mitame. Yachol kishem sheinu mitame la'achaisai. Kach inu mitame la'meis mitzvah. So I might think that just like he's not mitame for his relatives, he's also not mitame for a meis mitzvah. Tame lo'y maru la'achaisai. La'achaisai yudei inu mitame, avob te mitame la'meis mitzvah. But he is mitame for a meis mitzvah. So you see that even though he's going to bring his carbon Pesach, he's going to do aveda, still meis mitzvah comes first. So that's the raya, that meis mitzvah comes before aveda. But Bayi Rava, so those are all things that Rava said are Pasha. But now Bayi Rava, Rava Neshayla, Mikra Megillah u'meis mitzvah ha'iminayu adif. Which comes first when you have a choice between Mikra Megillah and meis mitzvah? Mikra Megillah adif misham persume nisa. There's a svar to say Megillah should come first because of persume nisa. I don't want meis mitzvah adif misham kavod abriyos. Maybe the meis mitzvah should come first. Basa the Bayi hada pashta, then he said, no, it's Pasha. What the answer is that meis mitzvah is adif. Damar mar, gadol kavod abriyos, shadaychas loisa se Mace mitzvah, there's no one there to bury him. So if you don't bury him, he's just going to have this mace lying around on the ground. So that's not kavod abrios. And we know that kavod abrios is deicha even a leisa say in the Torah. It's deicha leisaser. And if so, kol shekein, that it's going to come before mikra megillah. Says the Gemara now, Gufa, we mentioned on Beis HaMaveis, that Amr Yisho ben Levi, krach, v'chol ha-samach lo'i, v'chol ha-nira imai, is nidai k'krach. That not just does the krach read the Megillah on the 15th, but even all the nearby cities and the cities that could see the krach. Now says the Gemara, that Tana, samach, afa pishenai nira, and nira, afa pishenai samach. You don't have to have both of the conditions. You don't have to be both samach and nira. Even one without the other is enough. Says the Gemara, that Bishlam and Nira Afopishenai Samuch Mishkachasla Kagoy de Yasva Bereshahar. I understand that you could have a case of Nira, even if you're very far away, you're farther than a mil. For example, if the city's on top of a mountain. So they could be very far away, but they could still see the krach. I understand that you could have such a hechatimsa. Ella says the Gemara, Samuch Afopishenai Nira Hechi Mishkachasla. How do you have a case of a city that's right nearby? It's within a mil, it's within 2,000 amos, not very far, and yet it can't see the krach. How do you have such a thing? So Rabbi Yirmiya sheishavis benacha. So Rabbi Yirmiya says you can have a case if the city is inside of a valley. If it's inside of a valley, so maybe it won't be able to see the krach. But if it's within a short distance, so that's also included in this din that it reads Megillah on the 15th.